My name's Travis Sims, and I am the founder and CEO of AGC Accelerated Global Connections. And this is the AGC Experience.
Our lives are a series of choices. Each choice leads to a result. Would you like to easily know which choices are the right life choices for you? If you've never met Amy Tyson, owner of Infinity Life Design, make it a priority to connect with her. Amy is a master of feng shui and bazi, which she calls destiny analysis. She assists her clients in understanding the hidden forces that are influencing their lives. A destiny reading with Amy is like reading a book all about you. She highlights which decisions will bring you to your fullest potential and which choices will lead you down a path of obstacles. If you're struggling with a challenge or you want to lift your life even higher, get connected with Amy and Infinity Life Design on facebook.com/infinitylifedesign or subscribe to her online newsletter at infinitylifedesign.com and connect with your infinite life.
Ladies and gentlemen, big virtual round of applause for my friend, Eric Rizla. Eric, welcome to the stage, my friend.
Hey, good afternoon, Travis. Good afternoon, everybody. Boy, thanks for the nice introduction. I really appreciate it. And just thrilled to be here. Thanks to you, Travis. And thanks to all the AGC leadership and your sponsors and partners. It's a great opportunity to share a little bit today. So I'm really, really grateful for the chance and the time. And especially on St. Patrick's Day. So if anyone's enjoying a green beer or a green Bloody Mary while they're watching, that only helps the entertainment value of the presentation. So thanks again for making time here on St. Patrick's Day in the afternoon's happy hour time, as I understand it. But thanks again, Travis. So I'm here today to talk about my experience with improv and how I've applied it, not only in business, but in my life. And so I'll give you a little background. So I spent most of my career in industrial sales. And then as Travis mentioned, I've been a financial advisor with Edward Jones for the last 9 years. And that's been a great career and something I'm really proud of and grateful for the opportunity to serve in this role with my clients. But in the meantime, in between those two career segments, I spent a couple of years at the Brave New Workshop Comedy Theater in Minneapolis. And if you're aware of the Brave New Workshop, it's just a wonderful place. It's been around for a long time in Minneapolis. And if you've been to their main stage shows, they're a ton of fun. You get a lot of laughs. And it's just a great environment. They also do improv classes. They have a school. And then also they do corporate work and bring improvisation to the workplace. And they help, again, as Travis mentioned, big companies be more innovative, communicate better, help with sales skills, all sorts of really great practices to implement improvisation into your organization. And so if you're part of a large organization, you have budget for events, you're gonna do events, or if you know of someone, I'd highly recommend seeking them out because they do just a tremendous job of helping people and helping businesses. So I owe a lot to them because I got an opportunity while I worked there to be a part of those workshops, working with clients. And then also I got to take classes, improv classes, for 2 years. And if you've never taken improv classes, they're just a lot of fun. First of all, you go and you're with strangers. And it's kind of awkward, and you do these exercises, and basically you laugh for about 2 hours. You have just a ton of fun, and you get to know people, and it's just a great experience. And so as you go through those things, you learn a lot. And then actually later in those 2 years, I actually got to do some amateur performing. So we would perform as a team and do what is called long form improv, and that's where you act out a number of 2 to 5 minute scenes over the course of 20 to 25 minutes. And that was a wonderful experience. It's very stressful going up onto a stage in front of a live audience and not knowing what you're going to say or what you're going to do. But it was really exhilarating and really rewarding. And when you finish an experience like that, you feel kind of invincible, feel very powerful. And so I got to do that for a little while too. And so I learned a lot. in those 2 years. Obviously about improvising and the art form of improvisation and how to perform on a stage, but also there's a lot of life skills in improv and the art form. And so one of the things that I learned is that it's not just about being funny. You think about improv and it's people on Whose Line Is It Anyway, or people at Brave New Workshop improvising, but it's more than about being funny. Funny happens, but it's really about being really authentic and true to who you are in the scene, if you will. And then about being really present. You have to be super present. You can't be thinking about what's in the future, what's to come, or what has happened in the past. To really be actively present. And then you have to be very open to discovery and just being open to whatever could happen, and just being welcoming to that. So then what I realized knowing that is that we all improvise every day. You know, we've got our schedule laid out, our calendar's nice and neat, and then something happens. We've got meetings lined up, but somebody walks in, a client walks in, or an issue comes up with a prospective client, or whatever the case may be, and then we've got to improvise. And so those are opportunities to look for things to skills that you can use or practices that you can implement to be more effective at improvising. And a lot of times we think that people are just, you know, really good on the spot or thinking on their feet or talking their way out of things. But the reality is that improvisation is an art form, and there are core principles that can be applied to those situations to help each and every one of us navigate those situations more effectively. So what I'd first ask you to think about is recognizing these opportunities throughout your day. And generally, what you're going to find is they're a little uncomfortable. And there are those kind of awkward situations where it's doesn't feel quite right, or you weren't expecting it. So it sets you on the defensive maybe a little bit. And those are opportunities to practice improvisation. And one of the things that I'll share with you today. And again, these are kind of uncomfortable situations. And one of the things that got talked a lot about at Brave New Workshop is using these skills to get comfortable being uncomfortable. And as you can practice and recognize these opportunities and play with them, if you will, you can really learn to become more comfortable being uncomfortable when these situations arise. So I'll share with you one of the those principles that I mentioned, and it's something you may have heard of before. It's the first rule of improvisation, and it's called yes and. And so yes and is something that a lot of people know about, and it's just a great life rule. And so what you can do here is again recognize what sets off kind of an uncomfortable situation, and oftentimes, you know, you might naturally, it's kind of human nature to push back. Like, I wasn't planning on this, but this client is always kind of a headache. You kind of get on the defensive and you're a little bit guarded in those situations. And yes and suggests that you would be better off accepting it, saying yes to it. I'm saying yes to this. I get it that it's maybe not what I was planning on in my day, but yes, this is happening. And then the and. So yes, I'm accepting it, and this is what I'm going to do about it, or this is how I will respond to it. And that's how, when performers are on stage, that's how the scene can happen. A scene can't happen if somebody says, no, this isn't what I planned on. Then your scene partner is, you're all off base, and it's not going to connect. So a scene partner says yes to the other scene partner, I accept what you're saying, and I'm adding on to it. And so that's something that you can immediately put into practice. Honestly, you can go home today and say this if the sink is full of dishes when you get home, or kids left some sort of problem for you when you get home. Instead of kind of deep breath, oh, here we go, say yes to it. This is happening. There's no way around it. It is what it is. Say yes to it and then add on to it, and add whether it's I'll do them, or I'll give a teaching moment. This is an opportunity to give my kids a teaching moment. Whatever the case may be, that first step of accepting it, and I can tell you that in my own life, my situation, I've had literally energy come over me, like good energy, when I've accepted situations that I didn't plan on or want to happen. And it's really a major change of thinking that I think can benefit each and every one of you in a different way. So consider saying yes, and I'll share with you another example. So one of the things that's been a really fun thing in my life is to perform as someone named Bart Chestman. I was on a committee years ago, and we were having trouble. We were planning a fundraiser, and we were looking for an MC. Usually you get the local weatherman or someone that you see on TV or radio personality or something. And all of them were booked. We didn't have anywhere to go. And so it was one of those situations like, we have nothing here. And instead of kind of rejecting it, I said, yes, I have this idea. I'm accepting the situation we're in. And I took these classes, and I think I can fake a game show host, and we'll make the fundraiser kind of like a game show theme. And from that, you know, the rest of the committee was kind of stuck. And so they said, yes, do it as well. And they said, yes. And all of a sudden I had a kind of a flood of creativity, and for me anyway. And I came up with this character that you see on the slide, and his name is Bart Chestman, and he's an infamous game show host. And I got to MC that event as Bart, and all of a sudden other people were asking me to be Bart Chestman for other events. I've done several events in Woodbury for different fundraisers. I've done a couple of children's hospital events as Bart Chestman, done things here in the city of Woodbury and for the city. And so it's just been an unbelievable turn of events, and the experiences that I've got from it have been priceless. And I wouldn't have been able to do any of those things without accepting that situation, saying, and then adding on "and" to offer what became Bart Chestman. So I'm not saying that saying yes and is going to turn into each and every one of you putting on a goofy suit and becoming a fake game show host. But you don't know what can happen when you accept situation, you add on to it. Something beautiful can come from it that you never would have seen otherwise. So one of the things that I'll ask you to do, a lot of times we hear a speech or read a book, or I'll speak for myself, you see something, and you don't necessarily do anything with it. You know, that's a great idea. I should do that. I think that would work for me. And then you go on with your life. And we all do that. I mean, if you think about athletes or performers, musicians, they practice all the time, and then they play very rarely. They perform rarely. So a musician practices for hours, and then they have a series of one-hour concerts, and then they go back to practicing for a long time. Or actors rehearse and rehearse and rehearse, and then they may be on stage, you know, for a 3-month period, and then they rehearse again for 6 months for the next thing. We as business professionals, we go to work. We just do our job, and we don't necessarily set aside time to practice. And so what I would ask you is, first, recognize that thing that sometimes we don't necessarily always practice. And then think about ways during your day that you can put in this yes and. And so, you know, I'm not hitting the targets for my revenue. Yes, I want to put that into, I'm going to use this new tool and put that into practice. You know, my toughest client I'm really struggling with, and say yes and to that. And so some of these things I think you'll find is that a lot of time, you know, you have these tough situations, these uncomfortable situations. If you really address them, you accept them and add on, you can actually really turn a page on it. And how many times have you had a tough relationship? You go through a tough time, you address it, kind of tackle that tough topic, and then you come out stronger. And I think you'll find that to be the case with some of these things that you'll try. Lastly, there are all sorts of improv exercises that you can just simply find on the internet, like many things. Google improv exercises and you'll come up with a ton of things. But I'll share with you one exercise that I think you could do with a friend or a business associate or one of your kids. And I think you might have some fun. It'll be a little awkward, but it's called Yes and Story Game. And so it's two people. You have a topic and you say, we're going to the zoo. And you say, we went to the zoo today and we saw an elephant outside of its cage. You know, I'm making, you know, can do anything. And saw an elephant outside of its cage. And the next person says, yes. And the elephant was eating popcorn. Elephants love popcorn. Yes. And the next person, yes. And I saw a person eating popcorn with the elephant, just sitting on a stool. And back and forth, yes, and, yes, and. You say yes to your scene partner and add on to it. And you'll find that it can be a little clumsy, but it's a great way to practice that acceptance of what you just heard and then adding on to it. And so it might be a fun game. It's really fun with kids. Kids like that one. And it's a great way to actually practice instead of just saying, yeah, this is something I learned about, but I never, you know, a month later, I never really did anything about it. So I'd offer you that opportunity and any other of the improv games that you might find online if you're so inclined. So with that, I'll turn it back over to Travis. I really want to thank all of you for participating this afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. And I hope you picked up a nugget or two. And Travis, I'll send it back to you with that.